Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hey Amid Beis as we continue with our discussion of being invited over for Shabbos, and you have to make arrangements for the Hafrasha before the before Shabbos. Again, Teishi, we thank Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvar Weinfeld for the sponsorship. So we are discussing before Shabbos. You got an invitation, and you're not going to be able to be mafresh on Shabbos. So what do you do? So you're mafresh bitnai before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos you're going to be able to eat based on the earlier tanai. And we said, does this only apply by demai? What about vadai? We supported the Mishnah later on daf ayin, and we said there it seems like you could even do it bevadai. And the Gemara says, well, there's a difference over there. It's in your rishus, it's in your house, and you're just not home, and that you could do even bevadai. But our Mishnah is about demai. It's your friend's stuff, and therefore it only applies to demai. But you can make such a tanai. Then we mentioned there were a number of Amoraim that actually used this. Rabbi Yanai made a tanai and a vadai, and he asked Rabbi Chiya, "Am I allowed to actually be mafresh on Shabbos? You're going to be the Gadol Ador. I want to say it in your name." And we had an asmachta that it would be allowed. Kol hayamim, right? Which the pashup shot obviously only means that you should have yirat shemayim. Kol hayamim that you witness in Yerushalayim, the yirat shemayim of the Kohanim, and you're inspired by that. Remember the Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Aleph, that talks about when we see the Kohanim and the Leviim doing everything that they're supposed to be doing, it's very inspiring, and it brings Yirat Shamayim. So that was the discussion yesterday. So we ended off with a question, though. What happened? Rabboshia made a tanai, and he was going to use that tanai for the next day. There was a woman in town that had cooked vegetables, and she had forgotten to be mafrish. So what happened? She comes to Rabboshia and says, "What am I supposed to do? He's the rabbi of the town. What am I supposed to do?" So Reb Oshia sends his Talmud, Zavdi ben Levi, to go be masakit for her, to go be mafish for her on Shabbos. So somehow allowing her to use the tanai that he made. So ask the Gemara, ask Rabbi Bar Mamal, how could he do this? Right? How could he be mafish for her? You can only be mafish if the stuff is yours. And here, the stuff wasn't his. So did he go, and was he koneh the vegetables on Shabbos? And in that way, was he zoche in that way? So the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Zira boi ma'anan kayamin. Right? What was the case that Rabbi Oshi was talking about? That he sent his Talmud, Zavdi ben Levi, to go be mafresh. So Rabbi Zira asks, what are we talking about? And Rabbi Zira assumes that Rabbi Oshi did the right thing, and therefore he was trying to figure out exactly what was the case. So Rabbi Zira boi ma'anan kayamin, I b'shiyesh lo tanai alav, va'al acherim. If we're talking about a case of, he had basically a tanai, he had everybody in mind. Kind of like Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, the rabbi has everybody in mind. So maybe here too. Maybe he had everybody in mind. So then, Enos Rog Lazakos Biyarak, that he doesn't have to be Zocheb because he had it in mind originally. And therefore, it should work. Vibisha Enlo Tanai. And if he didn't have the Tanai, let's go with the gears of Ella, added an Aleph. Ella alav velo alacherim, and if he only had himself in mind, so then tzarech lezaka b'yarek. So if he only had his own stuff in mind, then it must be that he was zochet to it on Shabbos before he was able to be mafir. So it must be, even though it doesn't say that in the story, says Reb Zeira, it must be that Zavdi ben Levi was kone the produce, the vegetables from the woman, before he was mafir. That's what it must be. It must be that Reb Oshia did it, made the tznai, but. So one of two choices. We don't have that detail. So either that detail occurred, even though it doesn't say that, or the other choice is that option one, that he really had everybody in mind. And if he had everybody in mind, so then he would be allowed to do it. What about the detail we said yesterday, that by Vadai Tevel, it has to be in your rishos, right? It has to be in your rishos, only by Demai. You have the kula of our Mishnah, but Vadai Tevel, you have to be in Rishus. So the answer is, maybe only the Trumas and Maestros have to be in your Rishus. But the Kri, that's being Mesukan, the rest of it doesn't have to be in your Rishus. So here, he was going to use his own stuff to be Mafresh from. And therefore, maybe that's how it worked. So Rabbi Zeira, either way, defended Rabbi Oshia. It has to be that he did the right thing, and therefore, he had everybody in mind. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, not to be confused with Zavdi ben Levi, because Zavdi was a common name. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Avohu, he said in the name of Rabbi Avohu, is Tavas. No, It's like a mesfe. He was argued, and we reject. We think, according to one pshat here, that we think the Rav Moshe was wrong, right? Marafolda says hikshakushya, right? He asked the question. V'lo zachi zavdi ben Levi, the Rav Moshe biyarka. He wasn't zoche in the vegetables, and he didn't think that he had everybody in mind. So he thinks that he didn't do the right thing, right? Explains the Marafolda. Bishl Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol, b'lashon boy kamar. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol used the lashon of boy. The word boy we mention is analyzing. Analyzing in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli always means I'll ask you a question, but sometimes in the Yerushalmi, boy just means let me tell you, I'm going to focus and analyze. So boy though is different than itasvis. So Bishlam Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol, Rabbi Bar Mamol, who said on the previous Amud Balashin boy kamar v'lo avit sarich at sheheshav lor b'zir. B'zir explained it to him. Mishum shayelo tnaya lav alachirim. So he didn't have to be koneh because he had everybody in mind. Avo Rabbi Avohu hiksha. Rabbi Avohu was upset. Mishum desfir ledein mo'ol tnaya lachirim. He didn't think there was an option one. And he didn't think he did option two. Lefichach itosef barav oshia v'hinichu b'tiyufta, and therefore it's like a tiyufta, and he thought that he did the wrong thing. So it's machlokes about the interpretation of Rav Moshe's story. The other important halachic discussion to have here is that, let's say he was zochid on Shabbos, but are you allowed to be zochid on Shabbos? We know there's an issur of kinyanim on Shabbos, right? How was one allowed to be koneh on Shabbos? So there's different contexts where this is discussed. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Hilchas Shabbos, where one has to be, has a kli that wasn't toveled yet. And the only way to do it is to give it to a goy and then be able to use the kli. So is that allowed in order to be able to use it on Shabbos? So that's the question in the poskim. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Shvir Shabbos in general, discusses kinyanim on Shabbos. We know the Mishnah Beseches Beitza discusses that you can't be kohen on Shabbos. But what if there's a real tzarech? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It's Perach Haftes. Perach Haftes, which is all about many of the dinim d'rabbanan on Shabbos. It's a parak called Dinei Shabbos V'yantef Mipi Kabbalah. Mipi Kabbalah. Says the Shmir Shabbos. He starts off the parak. Yesh Dvarim Sheim Asurim B'Shabbos U'B'yantef. There are some things that are asur on Shabbos and Yantiv, even though they're not similar to a actual malacha. And also, they're not asur mishum malacha. They're not a gzera drabbanan, they're not a malacha drabbanan, as we discussed recently. Why were they asur mishum shenemar? Im tashim mishabbos raglecha, the pasuk in Yishayahu Nunches. Asos chefzecha b'yom kachi, v'karasa la'shabbos oneg. Shabbos should be a day of oneg, l'ktosh Hashem mechubad, kavod, v'kibadato. May asos terachecha, you should not be involved in your weekday activities. V'mso chefzecha v'dar b'davar. Oz tisanag al Hashem, v'chulu. V'dvarim eila heimanikram divrei kabbalah. Klomar, dvarim shenemru b'nevi'im, items that are rooted in psukim and neviim, shekulam kiblu nevuasam mimoshe Rabbeinu. Right, they had a Kabbalah. Why are they called different Kabbalah? There's different days that we show him. We look in Rabbeinu Peretz in Baba Kama Daveis. Tells Rabbeinu Peretz, he goes 2 days about this, but he quotes their different Kabbalah because they were Makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes also, Kovel is to complain and to scream at. Many of the Nevi'im complained and screamed at us. That's a large percentage of Yishayo and Yirmiyo is all about that. Umatzinu Shehechmir Ba'kibid Devei Torah. And we find, says the Shvir Shabbos, that many of these halachas, we compare them and parallel them to Dinim Daraisa. So they're not just Dinim Darabanan. And the Shmir Shabbos quotes that every part of this pasuk we darshan. The Karasa LaShabbos Oneg SheMitzvah LaAnig as a Shabbos. The Katsha LaChabda Oneg. LeKlosh Hashem LaChabed KeShesh Mitzvah LaChabed as a Shabbos LaAnga KeMitzvah LaChabed LaAnig Yemim Tovim. Right, all Kedosh Hashem. And then we have Kibadato, your clothing should be different. Me'asos Durachecha, your Hiluch should be different. Shlohi Hilucha B'Shabbos, Hilucha B'Chol. V'Kibadato Me'asos Durachecha, Durachecha Asrim, V'Adach Hashemayim Mutarim. V'Cholu, we get all the details of Hilucha Tehe B'Nachas. We're not supposed to run on Shabbos unless we're running in the rain or running to Shul or we're running where it makes it, we have Tainuk from the run. Good. So then we get into Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. That's a major discussion, part of this parak of business. The Chazal asered doing business on Shabbos and Yatav, and with that they asered making kinyanim on Shabbos. So, says the Shmir Shabbos, now in Os Lamed Alf, Aser Litein Matana. Not only, even though business is usually a two-way street, but Matanas are also included in the Isra of Kinyanim on Shabbos. Aser Litein Matana b'Shabbos v'Yatav. So what do we talk about in our Gemara, Rav Oshia? He was Kona the vegetables on Shabbos? What do you mean? Aser Litein Matana b'Shabbos v'Yatav. Ela imkein yish batzorach Shabbos o yantif o tzorach mitzvas hayom. Unless there is a real tzorach, there's a real tzorach of Shabbos on yantif. So some could be make that kinyanim, or there is tzorach mitzvas hayom. There's a tzorach mitzvah. So what is a mitzvah? So that's the Mishnah Brura in Shin Chav Gimel that you're koneh to a, you're makneh to a guy on Shabbos, the kli, and after Shabbos you have to be tovel it again. Beli bracha, Ratzal Lomar. I'm reading for the Mishmir Shabbos now. Who explains? Im lo makablo chazar min anachri b'matana achrei Shabbos. Im lo hachi chay levarich. If you get it back from a guy, you have to be mevarich. Shemati mei Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. And he quotes other examples of this. But tzarech mitzvah sayom kigon. What is some of the mitzvah sayom kigon? Hanosein esrog. If somebody has an on yantif, there's one esrog in town, and it has to be lachem to each person who uses it. So that's what the Gemara says. You can go from person to person. Just don't give it to a katan. So somebody could be b'kayim the mitzvah. And therefore, or any other type of mitzvah. And then you could give it back to the friend because it's a matana manas lahachzir the chulu. And then the Shmir Shabbos continues, v'esuzesh yonosinis matana v'shabbos u'biyadav chal gamal anosein v'gamal amakabel. The Issa d'Rabbanan is on both the nosein and the makabel. V'abal itim matana v'shabbos u'biyadav l'chatana doresh. What if you want to give a matana to a chasen? O l'bar mitzvah yakne osala ayidei acher mibod yom. Either be zochet to someone else on the chasen or the bar mitzvah boy's behalf before Shabbos and Yantif. Give it to another party that doesn't rely on you for financial assistance and say, be koneh that's on behalf of so-and-so. V'im lo asakein, and if not, yiskavein ha-makabash lo lezakas batana elachar tzis hayom. So the makabash shav kavana that he's only going to be koneh after a Shabbos Yantif. It comes up often, somebody goes to somebody else's house for Shabbos, and they bring him a bottle of wine, they bring him cookies, so there's a couple of choices, right? Either he could be mezakeh before Shabbos to that family, let's say one didn't, so then one could say, really it's a bottle of wine, and I want to share it with you, but I can't give kinyanim on Shabbos, so it's really my bottle of wine that if you're going to use it on Shabbos, you could say it's my bottle of wine that we're sharing. If he's not going to use it on Shabbos, he's going to be wait till after Shabbos, so then he could have this das in mind. Can be mekabel only after Shabbos. So here it must have been litzarech. It is litzarech mitzvah because yes, the woman didn't have any other Shabbos food to make on Shabbos. So that's why it would have been okay to make this batana. Good. So this is this discussion of pidyon haben. You'll have to do pidyon haben on Shabbos and Yantif. What about all types of kinyan kiddushin? Right. These are the types of mitzvahs that they're a mitzvah, but they don't have to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, one shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Okay. That takes us through that story. We continue. Amar Yanai, fourth line. Sarach shi hey zacher tanayo. When you make the tanai before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos morning, you don't want to be mafish. You have to remember your tanai, right? You have to remember your tanai in order to use the mechanism from before Shabbos and Yantif. Shimon Barva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'tzarech le. We'll go with the gersa of lahachlish. Lahachlisho says the Marfolda from the word lachash, to whisper. You have to whisper it also. Zar lahachlish b'sfasav. Not only do you have to remember, but you have to verbalize it very quietly. Right? Says the Marfolda. Zarach shihei zachur lomachar b'shas achila hatna. You have to remember it. And zarach lahachlisho b'sfasav b'lachash. Lomahani, if it's totally quiet, and you can't hear yourself, that's not good enough. You have to say it, right? The gears on the side, Lomahani, imlo hiskiru bisfasa balachash. You have to enunciate it, you have to verbalize, I don't know if you have to be mashmi la azra, but you have to at least say the words. That is lahachlisha. If you look at the Rasilio, he has the gears of laharchish. Laharchish. Also a similar, meaning. Lo sagi bistamsha choshev belev zeh. Meiser, v'zeh meiser sheni, right? It's not enough just to think in your heart. Ela kori lohem sheim behedya b'shabbos. You have to be kori sheim on Shabbos. You have to be kori sheim on Shabbos. You have to say the words. So says the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yirmiyah ba kumi Rabbi Zeira. Lo nimsa kimisakin b'shabbos? What do you mean? If you have to enunciate on Shabbos, isn't that violating? That's tikkun, right? Like we started off the parak. Isn't that hafrash on Shabbos? The Gemara says, amar lei. Two different girsos, and what does this mean? Adihi tana. What does that mean? So, today it's how to understand this paskana. Is this a rejection, or is this an acceptance? So if you look in the Mara Folda, he quotes both opinions. He first has the girsa, maybe switch the hey for a ches. Idchi Tana. So the first answer of the Gemara is that Rav Zeira answered. It's like, you're right, it's wrong. Idchi, the Tana is rejected, meaning you don't, and you're not allowed to be malchish bisvasav. You're not allowed to whisper, because that's a question of hafrasha on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. Right? Says the Gemara Fulda, asmei, delete it. Shalol laskir b'Shabbos. That's one way to understand, but the way that most mefarshim have it, and that is to add in a letter, add in a suf, an adehisni tana, or just the word adehisna, one word, adehisna on his tnai, meaning this is not called a problem of tikkun because he's by verbalizing a little bit, you're just connecting back to what you did on Erev Shabbos. Right, a dehisni tana, right, and therefore klomar says the marafolda, hol vehistam the erev Shabbos ain't on erekim esakein v'Shabbos ella atzina osamach. That's a quote from the Rash over here. So adehisnia on his tanai, and that's what the Rasilio has. Adaha hisna al da masne on this year masne klomar al zehistam erev Shabbos sheyolo achshav. Right, it's not erekim esakein because you started doing this before Shabbos, right? Whenever you start doing something before Shabbos, it has a different connotation. Like we mentioned before, we mentioned Erev Tavshilin, right? If I start cooking for Shabbos before Yantiv, then continuing on Yantiv is not called cooking. It's not as such a bizayin. And therefore, this would be allowed. And this is what we paskin. We paskin that one does this annunciation on Shabbos, the Rambam and Hilchas Meiser, where he discusses what to do if somebody wasn't mafresh, wasn't going to be able to be mafresh on Shabbos. So in Meiser, test, v'tzarech lirchosh bisfasav, b'sha shem mafresh zu achar zu, ve'eno kimisakin b'Shabbos, shahare hiktim tna'o. The Rambam's quoting our Yerushalmi, right? You have to, and it's allowed, and it's not a problem, because hiktim tna'o, you had the tna'i on Erev Shabbos and Yantif, Erev Shabbos, and therefore it would be allowed. So we paskin like the day of Adehisni Tan. Good. And the Shmir Shabbos also quotes that. If you want to look, Shmir Shabbos is obviously Halacha L'Maisa, but he quotes this discussion. This is Halacha L'Maisa. If one was in Mafresh beforehand, in Perek Yud Aleph now. Back in Perek Yud Aleph, that's where the Shmir Shabbos has a whole parak about dinim shonim regarding preparing food on Shabbos and Yantif, and that's where he discusses hafrashas, chumas, and nicers, and challah on Shabbos and Yantif. As we know, one is not allowed to do that. What happens if one is in a situation where he has to? Right? Eino yachol lahafrash chumas u'maisers o challah be'erev Shabbos o be'erev Yantif o shechoshish lekilkal apri. If you cut off a piece, so if you cut off a piece beforehand, miyachtoch yachol adam lahasnos. Alafrasha Shumas and Maestras, O Chala Be'erev Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos quotes our discussion. O Be'erev Yantif, Kadeshi Rashoel Hafrisha B'Shabbos U'Yantif. You have to do it beforehand. Hasrai Satznai Ahi Aideshi Yomar Esa Nusach Ha'afrasha De La Halon. You have to say the whole Nusach. The Yosef Shekavanasohi Ki Ha'asid Lios Mufrash L'Shem Jerusalem Maestras O'Chala Yachul Shmam Aleim B'Shabbos U'Yantif. B'Shas Hafrashastam. The Nusach said beforehand, and you actually do lafrasha on Shabbos. We will see about the bracha. We'll see about the bracha. I mean, the bracha is made on Shabbos, interestingly. Right? B'shas afrasha, he continues, B'shabbos abayantif, yivarech, esbirchas afrasha v'apidyon. In my parish, tel avadai hu mafresh, v'yachzor yomar zanusach afrasha ha-mikubal. So we'll have to talk about that more. But now let's continue. The Gemara is going to talk about that more in the coming days. Rabbi Yirmiyah boi kumi Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, so one second, on Shabbos, I said that tonight before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos I'm mafresh the chumas and maestros, and I leave it over a little bit. Ve'inu asur mishum ovden ochlin. But isn't that a problem of ibud ochlim? I'm at the Amma Aretz's house. He doesn't know that I'm choshed him. Right? I'm doing this in secret. I'm whispering it. So I'm going to leave a little bit over. So isn't that just going to be ruined? Nobody's going to eat it, and I'm purposely not eating certain food. It's ibud ochlim, right? You have to be and I have to destroy it, because after all, the Am Aretz doesn't know that it's shumas and maestros. So I can't even leave it for him to take back into his kitchen. I have to destroy it. I have to crush it up. So isn't it ibud ochlim? So Amar Lei mifarer kol shehu. Reb Zeira says, you're mefarer kol shehu. What does that mean? I crush it up into small little pieces, and then I, throw it out. And the Marafolda says, and Skumar says, Kuli pachos mikizayis in bemishim ibud. Then there's, once it's tiny little pieces, so then, causing that to be lost, there is no baltashvas, there is no ibud ochlin, on that. Interesting. There's no Ibn Ochlin when it comes to Baal Tashchis. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Discussion in the Rishonim, right? We know the Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, one is not allowed to be Ma'abed Ochlin, one is not allowed to destroy fruit-bearing trees, right? That's the context in the Torah. If you besiege a city, do not destroy the trees. Do not destroy the trees to put an axe on it. Because if they eat from it, don't cut it down. Right, those are the psukim. And the Rambam notes that this does not only apply to trees, but it applies to any destructive behavior that is that causes destruction. The Rambam in Hilchos Perek Vav of Hilchos Malachim, Kol Ilan Srak, says the Rambam, Ein Kotesin Ilani Machal Shechutz Lamedina. You can't cut down or dry out trees, fruit trees. If somebody cuts down a fruit-bearing tree, he gets malchus. And it doesn't only apply to in a siege, but any time. If I cut it down, derech hashchasa, two important words. If I cut it down in a destructive manner, loke, I get malchus. I'm allowed to cut it if it's damaging other trees. Is damaging other people's property. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Or because I'll get more value from its lumber than the fruit. And then the Rambam adds, two halachas later, anybody who breaks things or rips clothing, I destroy food and clothing. I also violate Baal Tashchis, even if I destroy things other than fruit trees. But I only get Malkas Mardus. That's a discussion in the Noseh Kelim here. Is there, I'm telling you that anything besides trees is Durabanan? Doesn't sound that way from the first line. Right? Even though he says Malkus Mardus, but he says over below Baal Tashchis. So it seems like there are two different levels within the Issur D'Oraisa. There's the full Issur D'Oraisa that the Pasuk has Mefurish Bekra, right? And that's by trees. That's what you're going to get Malkus for. And all the others that are also Issur D'Oraisa, but it's not Mefurish Bekra, and therefore one is not going to get Malkus for that. One will get Malkus Midrabanan. And there are many, numerous other examples where the Rambam has different levels within the Issur D'Oraisa. But if you look in the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch on Baal Tashchis, that's the language that I wanted to bring up now, the Sefer HaChinuch discusses in his Tam HaMitzvah, so he can't really be Madaik, but in his Shorish HaMitzvah, where he talks about the message of the Mitzvah, what's the message of the Mitzvah? So if you look in the Netziv talks about, the message is that you're destroying, you're squandering Hana'ah that you could be getting from the world that Hashem gave you. Right? Ki mimenu tochel, if you're Madaik in that part of the Pasuk. But if you look in the Chinuch, he classically, Kedarko Bakodesh, says, you know what this is about? It's about becoming a destructive person. If you destroy things, if you spend your day doing destructive activities, then you're going to become a destructive person. Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua, Shukadei L'Lame Davshenu Le'ahov Atov HaToeles Uli Davigbo. It's to teach us to love the good and the constructive. Umitokach Titbak Banu Atova V'Narchik Mikol Davar Ra Umikol Davar Ashchasa. You can be away from anything destructive. Vizeu derech hachasidim ba'anshei maisa. This is the way of the pious. Oavim shalom usmeichim b'tov abrios. They love peace and are happy with the good of people. Umekarvin osan la Torah and bring them close to Torah. V'lo yovdu afilu gargir shel chardal ba'olam. And they don't destroy even a mustard seed in the world. The Yetzer Aleim Koli Vadon, and it bothers and hurts them any type of destructive activity. Vashchasa Shiyiru. V'miyuchol haHatzil Yatzilu Kol Davar BeHashchis B'Chol Kocham. They do what they can. They wouldn't hurt a fly, as the phrase goes. V'lochlokin HaRishayim. Then they destroy others. Okay, but this is the Chinuch, totally different shot of what the message of Baal Tashchis is. Again, is it about squandering the Hana'ah, or is it about becoming a destructive person? Again, there are many nafkaminis in that sugya to those two approaches, but he uses the lashon of the chasidim anshei ma'isa even a tiny amount, which is even pachos mikazayis. But our Gemara seems to say that once it's less than a kazayis, then there is no issue of ibud ochlin. Okay, so again, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rav Zira. But if I'm going to be mafresh on Shabbos and I'm going to have to leave over and I'm going to have to destroy it, to throw it out, isn't that a problem? No, I'm going to crush it up enough beforehand so that there won't be any issue of ibud ochlem. And l'chora, there's no mefar. So one of the achronim talk about, isn't there tochen on Shabbos? Now, a crush on Shabbos, grinding, it might maybe some of my bread. So ain't tochen achar tochen. We continue. So again, mefarer kol shehu. That is the, and we take out the word v'ochel. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'i, kumi Rabbi Zeira, or you can say v'ochel and eat the rest of it. Rabbi Yirmiyah now asks Rabbi Zeira a different question. Ve'no asur mishim gezel? Isn't it gezel? Right, because I'm now leaving over and destroying some of the stuff of the Bala Bayis. He doesn't even know about. He gave me food to eat. He didn't give me food to destroy. Amar le, rotzehu she'ilo nachas ruach. The Bala Bayis wants you to be able to have satisfaction. So part of your nachas ruach, whatever you need to do to be able to eat some. So, he's if you have to destroy a little bit, that's okay. He doesn't have a problem with that. Rav Mara Folda, Hoav Izminam, Yishlo Nachas Ruach Bem, Afilu Mefari, Loach Basle, he doesn't care about some of the crumbs. Says the Gemara, really? Mileon de Rabbanan, Pligin. The following Rabbanan would argue on this idea that the host always has Nachas Ruach for the guest, and he's not so makbid. Domer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Rishon Bar Yitzchak said, Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Nisarcho Eitz HaBala Bayis Echad. One time these great rabbis were invited to a certain home. Aza Lishna Bisha. There was a Ba'al Lashon Hara. There was someone who was trying to cause problems. Omer Lehi, he went to tell the host, Hav Daitech, focus, De'inun Mach Shadunach. These two rabbis, they think you're an Am Haaretz. So watch them. I'm telling you, they're going to be mafresh beforehand. They're going to be mafresh beforehand because they're choshed you. So Yosef le ma'ini lahon. So when they came, the Bala Bayis was focusing on other activities. So what are they going to do? Vavin abdin option mezakani lalina. So what they do? They had a little game beforehand. Before they started eating, they had a little game. They were throwing the food to each other a little bit. And every time the food was thrown a little bit to each other, a little bit fell off. A little bit fell off the food. And in that way, mezakanin. And they were mezakin their food that way. And the host didn't notice. But one second. Vena rotza hanachas ruach. But if we say that there's an idea of hanachas ruach of the host to the guest, so why don't they just be mafresh and take it off directly? They know that the host wouldn't be upset. So the Gemara says, no. In a general, the host is not upset. You're right. But here, he's focusing on the chshad issue. Rotzehu el globoy la chashdune. In general, he doesn't care what they do. But here, it's a reputation issue. He doesn't want them to, he's not happy with the fact that they're choshed him, and that's what he's focusing on. But in general, we do have the idea of nachas ruach from the host to the Bala Bayis. This also has to do with something we mentioned weeks ago, and that is the Shulchan Aruch discusses, based on a Shulta Giborim, the Ramah actually, in Eben Ezer, about who owns the food, right when a host gives the guest food, what happens if somebody's, I'm eating over at my house, I give them a piece of chicken, and then they go to the other guest, sitting next to them at my house, a man says, a woman, harem kudeshesli, with this piece of chicken, does it belong to them yet? So that's a discussion that we've had in the Ramah, and the Chacham Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, maybe if you eat less than what you were supposed to, not if you take doubles, interesting discussion. So that relates to our sugya as well. Tani, says the Bryson, now on top. Rabbi Yehuda argues on our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in the Tosefta argues and says you can't use this whole phrase, this whole Tanai on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why? V'ish adem masna al davar shenei b'rishuso. Can you be masna on something that's not b'rishuso? Even to my. You're invited over. You can't. It's not b'rishuscha. Mod Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what you can do? Shu holich v'lokeach mimakom shalachach zeo masran. You can find out where this host buys his stuff. You could go there and buy stuff from the same source. So they're both demai, and you can be mafresh now, and have in mind his stuff. Have in mind his stuff. And even though it's not mina mukaf, but you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice in this regard. So therefore you could be mafresh even shalom and mukaf. Says the Gemara, v'yesha the mafresh al davar sheinu shalo. But says the Gemara, can you not be mafresh on something that's not yours? We had first line was Davashina Brishuso. Davashina Brishuso. But fine, but if it's not yours, it's not Minamukaf, but can it work? Can it work? So it's interesting. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav, we mentioned this weeks ago. The maskan of the Bavli is that if I'm being mafrish mishali al shel chaveri, then it is a schus gomer and I'm allowed to do it. If I'm being mafrish from my own stuff, if I'm mafrish from you, that's called, we said, zochen mei adam shelo b'fanav. So maybe that's not allowed. That's the Rashba and the Ksos. But if it's zochen la adam, I'm being mafrish from my own stuff to be poter your stuff, then for sure it's a schus gomer. Yes, that's what the Bavli says. But the Yerushalmi, and that's what the Rambam paskins, in Ilchos Trumos. But the Yerushalmi seems to have a question here about it. Not so clear. Could you even do this, mafrish from your stuff, and pater somebody else's stuff? So the Gemara says, if you don't have a choice, yeah. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yochanan, also, also, Kimocher, Pierce Tulum, Lachaveiro. It's like this case. It's like I sold fruit to my friend, and I forgot there was Tevel. I thought I was giving him the Mesukan stuff, but I gave him Tevel, so you know what I have to do? Kahada Detani, Amocher, Kimocher, Pierce Tulum, Lachaveiro. Kahada Detani, Amocher, Pierce Tulum, Lachaveiro. He's a Rotz Achra, Mesakran, and you have to run after him and try to find him. Lo Matzo, if you couldn't find him, Im Yadua Shaveiros Kayamin, Ma'aser Alein. If you know he hasn't eaten the fruit yet, wherever he is in the world, then you can be ma'aser from your stuff for him. So again, you don't have a choice. Imlav, and if you don't know if the fruit are kayam, in azarach la'aser olam. If you know that they are no longer extinct, and therefore you don't have to be ma'afresh for him, safik kayam, safik ain't kayamin, ma'aser olam, the korishim la'aser olam. If you're not sure, then you have to be ma'aser, but then you have to be ma'aser on the ma'aser. Because let's say you were ma'aser, and then really his stuff is no longer existent, so your stuff is still tevel. So you have to be ma'aser and then be ma'aser from other stuff onto what you are ma'aser just in case. Okay, so ain't brera in these cases, and therefore you have more flexibility. Says the Mishnah, halacha be. So mazgalu asakos. What happens if you're going to have a different shot than what this means, but we'll go with the rasirlio, that what happens if you're not going to get food on Shabbos, you're going to get drink on Shabbos. So it's a little trickier. You can't be ma'afresh. You can't take out some drink before you drink. So what do you do? So there, you're going to have to use an opposite formula. You're going to have to say about, well, whatever's left in my cup after I drink, that's going to be the chumas of the maestros. Omer, masha ani asid l'shayer b'shuli akos. Harehu maestro v'shar maestro salmachlo. What I leave over is the chumas maestro and the maestro rishon. Zesha sisi, because it's normal to leave over a little bit. You don't pour out before you start, but leaving over is okay. Zesha sisi maestro asui chumas maestro alav. Maestro sheni befiv. Maestro sheni is on the top of the cup. Umechulal al hamos. So that is what you do if you're talking about liquid and not talking about food. Okay, we'll have to continue with this next time when we talk about other issues relating to Erev Shabbos.